This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. I want to talk today about a problem that affects many people. If we're really honest, we've probably experienced it ourselves. And I'm talking about that word apathy. And what does the word apathy mean? It literally means without feeling. It's someone who's lost all feeling about someone or something, has no passion or no opinion. An apathetic person's favourite words are, I don't care, I don't want to be bothered, or I don't know, I don't want to know. And I guess it's a feeling of indifference or lethargy. It can be really annoying, kind of, to work with people who are apathetic or just shrug their shoulders and say, well, that's not my problem. And you know that with a bit of effort, they could contribute that special something and could make a difference. It was Helen Keller who said, we may have found a cure for most evils, but it has found no remedy for the worst of them all, the apathy of human beings. So it seems each day we read in the newspaper stories of people caught up in their community who couldn't care less. There's the mailman, for example, who was doing his morning rounds. And this was in America. He was going from building to building, and a sniper from one of the top floors of the building shot him in the shoulder. He crawled into the lobby of the building, and to his absolute amazement, he was ordered out of the building because he was dripping blood on the carpet. Or a woman was walking on the sidewalk. She felt the pangs of birth coming, and so she lay down on the sidewalk, gave birth to a baby. An old lady walked by, offered to help her. A taxi driver stopped the other side of the road, wound his window down, looked out, and drove away. And an old lady came and asked her if she could borrow a towel to keep this woman warm. But the person in the hotel refused. Now, they're the sort of stories that go on. Why does it happen? Why don't we care any more about our fellow human beings? I heard about a local newspaper that opened a special file in their library, and they titled it three words, Stories of Apathy, and there were lots of stories. After all, Christians are supposed to be people who do care, and nothing is more damaging than a Christian who does not care. It was Dr. Lawrence Gould, who was president of a college in the United States, who said to his students, I don't believe the greatest threat to our future is from bombs and missiles. I don't think our civilization will end that way, he said. I think it will die when we no longer care. Jesus said that his followers are the salt of the earth, and he said if salt loses its saltiness, it'll get thrown out and trampled underfoot. And in that case, we no longer serve any purpose. Maybe we've received the grace and forgiveness of God, and instead of passing it on and sharing with people, we hoard it for ourselves. We invest much of our time into building our Christian subculture, looking after ourselves, that we don't have much left to invest in the lives of people around us. And I have a feeling that some people have left their Christian upbringing behind, that they might have ignored the teachings of Jesus or turned their back on him. In church, for example, that may mean nothing. It's like the bumper sticker that said, I'd rather be skiing or fishing or sailing or golfing. Nothing wrong with any of those things. But what about going to church on Sunday? Have we become apathetic to God and his word? The Bible says, for example, in Ephesians 5:17, don't act thoughtlessly, but try to find out and do whatever the Lord wants you to. Someone has said that the epitaph of our society should be, this civilization died because it just didn't want to be bothered. It didn't care. So there is no greater danger to the church, I think, than this sin of indifference, the sin of apathy. And it's the sin that says we just don't care anymore. We need to be careful that we don't confuse being busy and doing a lot of things as the same thing as caring. We do need to be caring. Do you care? Do you care for people around you? Heavenly Father, we thank you today that we can find a purpose in life and we can find a compassion to care for others. May that be what we do. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.